Phoenix Audio presents.
Dave Barry is not making this up. Introduction. People often say to me, Dave, you're a leading journalism professional and not as short as I expected. What's your secret of success? The answer is that throughout my career, I've always kept one vital journalism principle foremost in my mind. Try not to leave the house. A journalist who leaves his or her house can run into all kinds of obstacles, including editors, members of the public, news events involving actual facts. All of these obstacles can seriously interfere with the basic work of journalism, which is sitting around and thinking stuff up. This is what I mainly do, which is why I've been able to achieve a level of high-quality journalistic productivity as measured in booger jokes that a guy like David Broder can only dream about. Nevertheless, every now and then a situation will come up wherein a story of major importance is breaking somewhere other than in my office, and I have no choice but to go and cover it. For example, in this audiobook, you'll find a column concerning an incident in 1992 when I left my house and traveled, without regard for my personal convenience or safety, all the way to my yard to see the world's fastest lawnmower. That's the kind of dedicated professional I am. The result is that this audiobook contains a number of columns based on real events. There are also some longer articles, most of which originally appeared in the Miami Herald Sunday magazine, Tropic. These also contain an unusually high, for me, level of factual content. That's why this audiobook is called Dave Barry Is Not Making This Up. In an effort to boost sales, we were going to call it Rush Limbaugh Is Not Making This Up, but there was some kind of legal problem. I want to stress, however, that this title does not mean that this is a series.